page with pictures beside. This is all I have, this humble book. But oh, what words, what pictures, what a book. I am P.J. Lynch, Laureate Nanogue of Ireland, and you're listening to Night Night Northwest.
Hello and welcome to everyone here and to all our listeners at home. This is the second episode of Night Night Northwest. Today we are recording from Buncrana Community Library, and over the course of this radio series we will bring you 14 unique programmes, all based on Irish children's literature. You will hear stories about a snobby cat, a dreaming tree, a little bear who just can't sleep, and Daddy Nut Brown Hair who says, "Guess how much I love you." We are delighted to be joined today by second class Scoil Isagán Buncrana, and I will be reading The Dreaming Tree, written by Ethna Macy and illustrated by the cartoon Saloon. Are you all comfortable now?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Are you all ready for a story?
Yes.
Yeah? Do you like stories?
Yes.
Who said that? Caden, you said you love stories. Yeah? Have you a favourite story? What is it?
Harry Potter.
Do you like Harry Potter? Everyone likes Harry Potter. Yes, Shay at the back.
I have a favourite one, Sequest.
Oh, what's that? I don't know that one.
It's a book over there that I got from here once. And
it's a good one?
Yeah, I keep taking it now.
You've taken it out a few times from the library. It's a good one.
I like Billionaire Boy.
Who wrote Billionaire Boy? I know that. You know.
David Williams.
David Williams, yeah. He has written a lot of books. They're very good, aren't they? Yes, what about James at the back, yeah?
I like Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
They're very good, very funny, aren't they?
Yeah.
And Aveen.
I like Magic Animal Friends.
Can everyone here read?
Yes.
Yeah. You're... So what ages are people here? What age are you, Callie?
I'm 7,
you're
coming 8.
Coming 8. And what about you, Kyle?
8.
8. Oh, you must be good readers then, yeah. Killian?
8,
coming
9.
8, 9. So you're good readers. Do you read all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, I read everything.
Has anyone seen this book before?
No.
No? No. You have seen it, Jonah?
Aye.
Have you read it?
No, not yet.
No?
No.
What do you think? It looks good, doesn't it?
Yes.
Who likes the picture?
Me.
Yeah? Daisy, describe the picture to me on the front.
There's a little boy climbing a tree with a black cat.
With a black cat. There's a little boy in this story then for sure, isn't there, and a black cat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this book is called The Dreaming Tree. So I think the tree is going to be important, isn't it? Yes, Jonah.
And there's a bush. There is a green bush with two people.
Yeah, that was very observant of you. Look, a tiny little illustration here in the corner. There's two other kids in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, yes, Catherine.
It looks interesting.
It does, Catherine, doesn't it? Would that make you pick it up? I would pick up that book. I would like to read this story. And what about the boy? What age do you think he is? Yeah. Caden.
About 6.
6? Anyone else? Any other thoughts? Yeah. Casey?
About 7 or 8.
7 or 8. I think that boy looks like he could be your age. Will we find out?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is this book all about? Will we read the back to see what it's all about?
Yeah.
The Dreaming Tree by Ethna Macy and illustrated by the cartoon Saloon. Look at the back. There's someone else on the back. Will we find out who this is? So the back says, back home in Brazil, Roberto loved playing football. Now he lives in Ireland, and he'd really like to have a game with the boys in the park, but he's too shy. When his grandmother reminds him of the Brazilian story of the dreaming tree, he doesn't see how a story can help him. But maybe it can. What do you think? Sounds interesting, doesn't it? How's a tree going to help him? I don't know either. Will we find out?
Yeah.
The Dreaming Tree. Roberto and Amanda were on their way home from school. It was only a short walk through the park. The park was nice. There were lots of trees and flowers. There were lots of children playing. There was a little river. Roberto had to look after Amanda. She was 2 years younger than he was. Amanda smiled most of the time. She was not smiling now. She dragged her school bag along the ground. She whined. "You are going too fast," she said. "I can't keep up." It was true. Roberto was walking as fast as he could. He wanted to get through the park quickly. He did not want to see the boys playing football. They were always there. They never asked him to come and play. The biggest boy was called Fergus. Fergus was telling the players what team they were on. Today it was the World Cup. Fergus was the captain of the Irish team. He was always the captain. He always got the best players. The goalie Shane was his brother. Shane was the same age as Roberto. Roberto thought he looked nice. He smiled at Roberto and Amanda as they went past. When they got home, their mother was very excited because their grandmother was going to telephone that afternoon. "You can both talk to Vovo on the telephone," she said. Roberto and Amanda had been born in Rio de Janeiro. Their grandmother still lived there. Roberto missed her a lot. Vovo came on the phone to Roberto. Even though they only spoke English at home now, Roberto and Amanda always spoke Portuguese to their grandmother. She didn't speak any English at all. She said, "So you have been in Ireland all summer now. How is your new school? Have you made many friends?" "Not really," said Roberto. "But you must," said Vovo. "Why go all across the world if you don't make friends? Would you like a friend?" "Of course I would," said Roberto. "Well, I have an idea," said Vovo. "You remember the story I told you?" "Which story?" said Roberto. Vovo had told him many, many stories. "The one about the dreaming tree," said Vovo. "Tell me again," said Roberto. "There was once a boy who found a tree in the forest. There were all sorts of different animals lying in it. They lay in its branches, they lay around its roots. There were blue and yellow parrots with their heads hidden under their wings. A snake was curled around a tapir's tail. A squirrel monkey was stretched out on a caiman's back at the bottom of the trunk. There were baby bats hanging from the branches. All of the animals were fast asleep. Some of them shifted in their sleep. Some of them made little noises as if they were dreaming. None of them woke up when the boy climbed into the tree. He fell fast asleep too. He dreamed that he met a big black jaguar. It was the Jaguar King. The Jaguar King taught him many things. When the boy woke and left the tree, he had become very wise. He knew how to get his heart's desire. "What's a heart's desire?" asked Roberto. "It is what you really, really want," said Vovo. "So do I have to find a jaguar?" said Roberto. "I don't think they have them here." "No, you have to find a tree," said Vovo. Amanda was jumping up and down. She wanted to talk to Vovo. "Let your sister have a go on the phone," said his mother. "This is costing Vovo a fortune." Amanda got on the telephone to her grandmother. She told her all about her new friend. Her friend was called Aoife. Tomorrow, Amanda was going to Aoife's birthday. When she got off the phone, she wanted to show Roberto and their mother the new dance she had learned at school. "You are showing off," said Roberto. Amanda didn't care what he said. She kept smiling and dancing. "She is not showing off," said his mother. "Amanda is a good dancer and you are good at football. Why don't you show the boys at school how good you are? It's okay to be proud of what you can do. I am proud that I am such a good gardener." Roberta's mother was a very good gardener. Even though there was no garden in the apartment, there was a balcony. Roberta's mother had filled it with lots of bright flowers. It was the brightest balcony in the block. Roberta's mother loved bright colours. She made Roberto wear blue and red and yellow shirts. Roberto hated to look different from anyone else. He hid his shirts under a navy sweatshirt. Now he pulled on his sweatshirt. Amanda was still showing off her dance. He asked his mother if he could go out to play in the park. Go ahead, she said, but be sure to be back by 4 o'clock and come home if it starts to rain. You mean when it starts to rain, said Roberto. Sometimes he really missed the weather in Rio de Janeiro, where it was nearly always warm and the sun came out almost every day. What do you think so far?
Great.
Is it great?
Yeah.
Do you like Roberto?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hasn't his grandmother got a funny name?
Yeah.
What's her name? Fofo. Maybe that's a name, it must be a name from Rio de Janeiro, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, does anyone here have a granny called Vovo?
No.
No. So Roberto has a bit of a problem, doesn't he? What's his problem? Do you think Roberto's shy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you, Catherine?
I think he's really shy.
Yeah, because he's not asking the boys to play, sure he isn't. But he walks by them every day and he sees them playing football. So what's Roberto going to do? Yes, Shay?
He's going to try ask to see if he can play and show them how good he is at football.
No, I think you're absolutely right. That's a good answer. Yes, Leighton?
Why does he say things to his sister?
Is he bossy to his sister a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes older brothers can be bossy. Does anyone here have older brothers? Yeah, lots of you. Two. If you four older brothers? Oh, dear. How's the tree going to help Roberto? Who could take a guess at that? Ryan?
I'm just having a guess, but I think, like, that it might tell Roberto that it's dream.
Oh, that's interesting, Ryan. That's a very clever answer. Jonah?
Like, he might tell it, and then it'll get rid of its sadness.
Maybe. It's a very hard question. You've answered it really well. Will we read on?
Yeah.
Will we see what happens next?
Yeah.
What is going to happen? So do you remember where we finished off?
Yeah.
Where the last thing Roberto said was, you mean when it starts to rain, said Roberto. Sometimes he really missed the weather in Rio de Janeiro, where it was nearly always warm and the sun came out every day. Roberto went to the park. He thought about what his mother had said, but he didn't go to where the boys were, still playing football. Instead, he thought about his grandmother's story. He found a big tree. It was the biggest tree in the park. The tree's branches stretched far out on every side. Roberto climbed up into the tree. He could hear the boys playing far away. The sound did not upset him. He felt as if he were a bird in a nest. The green leaves moved in the sunlight. They went backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards. The green branches swayed in the wind, rocking him backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards. He could hear water flowing and the sound of the branches moving in the wind and the voices far away. He fell asleep. He dreamed about all the animals his grandmother had told him about. Roberto opened his eyes. A face was peering at him through the leaves. It was a jaguar. The jaguar was huge and black. Roberto looked into its slanted green eyes. They were the same color as the leaves around its black face. The jaguar opened its mouth in a huge yawn. Roberto could see its white teeth and pink tongue and dark throat. He could hardly breathe. Then he heard a strange noise. The jaguar was purring loudly. It stretched itself. I am Sinna, it said. The jaguar king, what do you want? I want a friend, said Roberto. The jaguar king smiled. Roberto opened his eyes. Everything was darker. The leaves were a darker green. The sky was a darker blue. It must have been a dream, he thought. I must have been asleep. But he could still hear purring. He could still see green eyes looking at him through the leaves. He could see white teeth and a pink tongue. But there was no jaguar there. just a large, fat, black cat. It was curled in the branches of the tree. It was yawning as if it had just woken up. Then it stretched itself. Roberta could hear voices calling, "Snowy, come here, Snowy. Here, Snowy, good cat." It was Fergus. His voice was high and squeaky. Roberta wondered if he was going to cry. "Come here, why don't you?" he called again. Roberta peered down through the branches. Fergus and Shane were beneath the tree, looking very worried. Shane said, "Where could she have got to?" "She'll be all right," said Fergus. "She might not be," said Shane. "She's been missing for ages. She could have had her kittens any minute." Roberta looked at the cat. The cat looked at Roberto. "Come here, little cat," he whispered. The cat came over to him. She let him lift her up. He scrambled down the tree. It was hard to keep a grip on the cat, but he made it. The two boys jumped when he appeared out of the leaves. Then they saw the cat. "Is this your cat?" Roberto said. But he didn't need an answer. Shane had taken the cat in his arms. He was hugging her tightly. Roberto hoped he wouldn't squeeze the kittens out. Shane and Fergus were smiling at him. Roberto smiled back. "Why do you call her Snowy?" he asked. "She's black." "It's a joke," said Shane. And they all started to laugh. The next day, Roberto walked home through the park by himself. Amanda had gone to Aoife's birthday party. He went past the place where the boys were playing football. "Hey, come over here," said Fergus. Roberto went over. "Do you want to be on the Irish team?" said Fergus. "You will need an Irish granny," he said. "What's your granny's name?" Roberto thought hard, then he remembered. "It's Jacinta Santos Silva," he said. "That's okay then," said Fergus. "I have an auntie called Jacinta. It's an Irish name. You can play for Ireland." Roberto thought for a minute. Ireland had never made it to the World Cup final, not once. Brazil had won the World Cup 5 times. But then he saw Shane grinning at him. Yesterday, Shane had told him that he could have one of Snowy's kittens. Roberta had told Amanda. The kitten was still a secret from their mother. It was going to be a surprise for her. "I usually play striker," Roberto said. "Is that okay?" Fergus nodded his head. The sun was shining. Roberto pulled off his jacket. His shirt was green and yellow today. It had 5 gold stars on it. The end. That round of applause. That was a surprise. Will we look at some of the pictures? Because there's beautiful illustrations in this book. So we looked at the first one already, didn't we? What's this?
Tree.
The dreaming tree. And what's this? Snowy. That's Snowy. Yes, Shane, Snowy the cat. But what colour is Snowy?
Black.
Black. It's not Snowy at all.
It should be darky.
Oh, Snowy is a girl cat.
It
because
should be darky.
Darky. And
or
what's...
Maybe, they just painted her black.
They painted the cat black.
Maybe.
And who's this boy in the middle of the picture? Yes, Kelly. That's Roberto. Let's look at some of the pictures here. Look at this. Two of these kids in this first picture. Yes, Liam.
Roberto and his sister.
His sister. Who remembers the name of the sister? Do you? Daisy.
Amanda.
Amanda. Yes, Amanda and Roberta. Where are they going?
To school.
To school, Killian, you're right. What's going on here? Who can describe these pictures? Yes, Caden.
Roberto is walking away from Amanda and Amanda looks sad.
Yeah. And do you remember it said in the story she was dragging her bag. And what was he saying? Hurry up, hurry up. Did I show you the picture of Vovo?
No.
Look at it. Who's this?
It's on the back. It's on the back of the book.
It's on the back of the book. There's Grandma Vovo. Has anyone got a granny who speaks a different language?
And I actually have
Who does?
Oh, yeah.
Goda. Does your granny speak a different language? Where does your granny live?
Lithuanian.
Lithuania. So she speaks a different language then, doesn't she? Yeah.
My mum and my dad and my granny and granda, they all speak Lithuanian, but I was born here.
Did you like the story?
Yes!
Yes? Brilliant. What happened in that story? Who can tell me about that story? Kyle, do you want to tell me? What was that story about?
Making friends.
Making friends, yes it was. Jonah, what do you think?
I think it was like where he just wanted to play with Fergus, like to just get in with the team, with the Ireland team.
You're right, yeah. I thought when I was reading that story that maybe Roberto should have just gone up to the boys before. Did anyone else think that?
Yeah.
Did you think that?
I have a question.
Yeah? You have a question, Shay, yeah.
The boy who kept being captain, he should have took turns every day to pick someone else to be captain, and the other team, someone who gets to be the captain different times, and they go and say it was Shane and another boy, and then another boy, and another boy, you know, and then when everyone's done, it goes back to Shane, you know. They could have did that.
I think that's a great answer, Shay. You're very fair. That's a fair way of doing it, isn't it? What about Ava?
I think I know why it's called the Dreaming Tree, because the boy might have been dreaming that he could play football with the other boys, and then whenever he found the Dreaming Tree, maybe that's what how then he was playing the football.
That's a fantastic answer. So were you imagining all this story when I was reading?
Yeah.
Yes, Jonah, yeah. Have you something to say?
I think it's like the why the tree was purple. Is because it goes special, magical, or something.
Could be. So what was your favourite bit of the story, Killian? Did you have a favourite bit?
Yeah.
No.
All of it.
Jonah, do you have a favourite bit?
When, like, Fergus let the... What's his name?
Roberto.
Roberto into the team, he felt happy.
Yeah, that was a nice bit, wasn't it? Had you a favourite bit, Kyle?
I liked how Roberto saved the cat from the tree and it was about to have kittens any second.
Yeah, and then Roberto was going to get a kitten.
Yeah.
His dream, did you think it was scary? Did anyone find it scary?
Nah.
No? The jaguar, Shane?
I liked it when... he fell asleep on the tree and dreamed about the jaguar.
That was a good bit, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I like that too. I was thinking he might fall out of the tree, though. Has anyone here ever fallen asleep in a tree?
Yes.
Have you? I think that's a dangerous thing to do. Yes, Catherine.
My favourite part was when he saw the jaguar.
Were you scared?
No.
No?
I loved it.
And then in his dream, did he see a jaguar or a cat?
Jaguar.
And a cat, maybe. Yeah.
Simple words on a page with pictures beside. This is all I have, this humble book. But oh, what words, what pictures, what a book. I am PJ Lynch, Laureate Nanogue of Ireland, and you're listening to Night, Night, Northwest.
That's it from this episode of the series. I'd like to thank the children from Scoil Isagon, Buncrana. Please join us next week when we will be broadcasting from Carndonagh Community Library, and in our audience will be the children from Scoil Mira Glenealy. So until next week.
Dreaming Tree, read by Alison Toomey, written by Etna Massey, illustrated by Marie Thurage of the Cartoon Saloon, first published in 2009 by the O'Brien Press.
Night Night Northwest Series 2 was written, produced, directed and presented by Alison Toomey, with sound recordist Mary Harkin and editor Orla Malone. A Real Films production, funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee, along with the Donegal County Council Library Service and Creative Ireland.